In the U.S., 77% of workers who have a Facebook account say they check their updates at work. In the United Kingdom, a similar survey of workers shows 57% regularly log on to social networks, resulting in 40 minutes of lost worker productivity per day. Philip Wicks is a consultant at London-based technology research firm Morse PLC.
It isn't just something they can just do for half an hour during a lunch break, but all through the day. And because of that, it has a huge impact, because people just aren't necessarily concentrating on what they should be during the day.
Wicks estimates social networking during office hours costs businesses in the UK about $2.25 billion a year. Workplace consultants say the losses will grow as social and blogging sites attract even more users. But instead of fighting a popular technology, William Beers at accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers says companies should be looking for ways to take advantage of it.
So instead of trying to shut it down, I think we should really learn to embrace these technologies, put in a nice policy that governs it and explains to users the risks related to it, provide some training, and then see what business benefits we can have from it.
Some workers say networking sites are helpful in exchanging ideas, boosting morale, or finding the right candidate for the job.
Certainly LinkedIn on a professional level is a very useful tool in connecting with other professionals.
But others argue online socializing is best left outside the office.
If you want to spend time at the weekend on it or in the evenings, it's fine. But I think most people probably should be too busy to do it at work anyway.
Studies show the amount of time people spend on social networking and blogging sites has tripled since last year. Employers are fighting back. A recent survey shows 54% of U.S. companies have already banned social networking and blogging while on the job. Millar Sega, VOA News.